February 15th. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. He placed before them another parable, saying, "Heaven's kingdom is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. While men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds in the midst of the wheat and went away. When the plant sprouted and produced grain, then the weeds were also seen. The slaves of the landowner came to him and said, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? Why, therefore, does it now have weeds?' He replied, 'An enemy has done this.' The slaves asked, 'Do you wish that we go and gather them?' He replied, 'No, lest while gathering the weeds, you also dig the wheat. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. Then I will say to the reapers, first remove the weeds and bind them into bundles to be burned, and gather the wheat into my barn.'" Mark chapter 4, verses 30 through 34. He continued, "With what shall we compare God's kingdom? Or in what parable shall we present it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest seed when it is sown. And it grows and becomes greater than all vegetables, and produces large branches, so that the birds can nest under its shadow." With many such parables he continued to proclaim the message to them, as they could understand. He did not speak to them without a parable, but he explained everything privately to his disciples. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 43. He gave them another parable, saying, "Heaven's kingdom is like a seed of mustard, which a man took and sowed in his field. It indeed is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of the garden plants, and becomes a tree, so that even the birds of heaven nest in its branches." He spoke another parable to them. "Heaven's kingdom is like leaven, which a woman took and mixed in 3 pecks of flour until all of it was leavened." Jesus spoke all these things to the crowds in parables, and without a parable he did not speak anything to them, that what had been spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will declare things hidden from the world's creation." Then he left the crowds and went into the house. His disciples came to him, requesting, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He replied, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are sons of the evil one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the weeds are gathered and burned, so it will be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom stumbling blocks and those committing iniquity, and they will cast them into a fiery furnace. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Let him who has ears hear."